This is hard, and I don't like it. As the people of God, we want to be together in the divine service to receive our Lord's word, to be renewed in our baptismal life through holy absolution, and to be spiritually nourished and physically benefited with the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. But for now, we can't. And it's not the same to have a devotion at home and to read a sermon from a page. Even the sermon isn't the same. My belief is that the sermon is supposed to be something that happens in the context of the worshiping community of Christians in the divine service. It's not just information to feed our mind, though it is that too. But most of all, a faithful sermon on the Holy Scriptures is a ritual act that imparts the Holy Spirit into the heart and soul of God's people to bring Christ's saving work into us by faith and to work love within us for our Heavenly Father and our fellow human beings. The sermon has to do with greeting people as they come into church, shaking hands and giving hugs before the service even starts. It has to do with confessing our sins together, singing together, being together. It has to do with looking each other in the eye and making a personal contact while God's word is preached. Other than once or maybe twice, I haven't written out my entire sermon to be read word for word over the last 25 years. So this is a bit outside of my comfort zone, as is this entire situation for all of us. We will be together again soon, but for now, all we can do is make the most of it. This is a time of testing. God always tests his people, his royal children, in times of need and difficulty. We see this in the Old Testament reading for today, where the Israelites became hungry after their exodus from slavery in Egypt. In their hunger, they became angry and grumbled against Moses and Aaron and ultimately the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread down from heaven for you, and the people will go out and gather one day's portion every day, that I may test them to see whether they will walk in my law or not." We know from the rest of the reading that after the Lord tested them, he blessed them with all the food they needed. In the gospel reading, a similar thing happened. Many people came to Jesus and his disciples in a remote place. Lifting up his eyes, he saw that a large crowd was coming toward him. Jesus said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he already knew what he was going to do. Being from that area, Philip would have known the resources available, which is probably why Jesus asked him and not one of the other disciples. His response? "It is impossible. 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each person to have one bite." In other words, there isn't enough money and there isn't bread available for so many. We can relate ourselves, having seen empty shelves in our grocery stores lately. During my last trip to the store, there was not one loaf of bread left in the bread aisle. Andrew got involved and pointed out that there were 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But that is not enough to feed everyone. Or is it? Jesus was testing his disciples. Just as he had tested the Israelites in the wilderness, so he tested his disciples to see whether they would trust in him to provide all that they needed. The result was that everyone had plenty of food, and even after the entire crowd had eaten all they wanted, each disciple ended up with a basket full of food for himself. The testing came first. Then God blessed them. And he does the same for you and me. We are all going through a time of testing. The world, our nation, our state, our city, our church, our families are in a difficult time in our lives. As Christians, we know that the time of God's blessing will come soon. like those disciples in the epistle reading, we as baptized children of our Heavenly Father know that before too long, we will be together again face to face to receive the apostolic word, the breaking of bread in Holy Communion, and join together in the liturgy and prayers of the church. We will eat together again with exceedingly joyful and humble hearts, praising God and enjoying one another again. And above all, we look forward to the time when all testing will be over, and we will enjoy the eternal blessings of heaven in the presence of the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit, together with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, forever and ever, without end. Amen.